Boeing said this week it will pay $100 million to communities in Ethiopia and Indonesia affected by the two deadly crashes of the company's 737 MAX planes. The money won't go directly to the families of victims. Instead, the airline will donate the money to local governments and nonprofits, which can then distribute it to the families. But how that will work exactly is still murky. Boeing did say the money can be used for education, hardship, and living expenses. And families who get the money don't have to waive any legal rights. They can still sue the company over the tragedy. We wanted to hear from the families themselves and how they are reacting to the news. So we reached out to a woman named Konjit Shafi in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Her brother, Sintayu, died in the crash of Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302 back in March. He was only 31 years old.
He was so strong. He was helpful. He was a perfectionist. He was my little brother. It's so difficult to lose him.
Konjit said her brother was a Toyota technician in Addis, and he took a lot of pride in his work. She texted us a bunch of photos of him, one where he had just won first place in a skills competition at work, and another where he's shaking hands with a Toyota executive in Japan after he won an International Customer Service Award. We found a video of the award ceremony on YouTube.
Champions, please enter the hall.
Sintayu looked so happy. Konjit says the money Boeing pledged this week to crash victims' families only goes so far.
No amount of money can return back our loved ones. Any amount of money will not cure our injury. But the good thing is the aim of the support. Boeing intends the money for education and living expenses. That aim, if it really spent for that intended purposes, I would be happy.
But Konjit says she's still planning to sue Boeing over the 737 MAX crash in Ethiopia.
All families will sue in the near future too. But I can't tell how the lawsuits will accomplish now. What I need is to punish Boeing for his negligence and for losing those precious persons. It considers only its profit over safety. We are now always crying. Our families are always crying still.
That was Konjit Shafi. Her brother Sintayu died in a Boeing 737 MAX crash in March. She was sharing her thoughts on Boeing's pledge this week of $100 million as indirect compensation for victims' families.